We now welcome in on the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Flem.
What's up, Rob? How are we doing?
I'm well. You?
Doing great. Beautiful roadie day out on the practice field, and you guys are eating up my time, but go ahead.
There we go. Well, I'll try to keep it to 10 minutes so it won't be too far away.
Good,
talk
man.
About.
You're good. I'm just playing.
Talk about, since you're out on that practice field, talk a little bit about how your preseason camp has gone and how you guys are health-wise heading into the opener.
Yeah, we're feeling good on the second part of it. Obviously, got, you know, some more practice to go, so we won't jinx that one. But, you know, the kids have worked tremendous. It's been a very productive training camp, a lot of competition. And, you know, work ethic is certainly there and very, you know, proud of the effort we put into. And, you know, and we're here. So it's time to put the final pieces together and go out and play a game and really see what we got.
Certainly some increased expectations. I know you have high expectations all the time for your team, but obviously after the success that you had last season, I know you're anxious to take the next step with the program. Have you sensed a change around practice and anticipation going into the year?
You know, I don't know if I could say, I wholeheartedly say there's been a tremendous change, but there's certainly a maturity to this team that is different than the ones we've had in the past. You know, we're really looking at, you know, expectations are, you know, tied into responsibility. You know, we've got a great buzz going about Rhode Island football in our state and around. And, you know, now it's our opportunity to get up and play good football and, you know, see if we can go ahead and put ourselves in position to win the CAA championship like all my other compadres are looking to do as well.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1. On your keypad. I kind of want to take a little look at both sides of the ball. We'll start on offense quite a bit back, but one spot you got to replace Juwan Lawson at the quarterback position. How has the quarterback competition gone, and who do you expect to start on Saturday?
Well, it's been a great competition. You know, we had four that we were working all the way until 2 weeks ago. We whittled it down to two, and we're going to hold that decision until the end of this week. You know, right now we've got Vito Priori and Darius Parente still battling it out. And, you know, no real reason for us to tip our hand at this point in time. So everybody will know for sure once we kick that ball off and the offense takes the field.
Whoever is that guy, one of the things he certainly will benefit is the experience you have at the skill position, especially with the wide receiver group. How good is this group, and what are the expectations for some of those guys this season?
You know, everybody's recognized the talent level that's at that wideout spot, and, you know, there's some spectacular players there, and they're also some of our hardest-working athletes. So, you know, they've taken, you know, great pride in what they do. They continue to go out working to improve every day like the rest of our guys, and, you know, there's obviously a high level of expectation that those guys can present the types of big plays during the course of the year to keep us going. But it's been impressive to watch. You know, you got guys that can certainly make plays, you know, by catching it, but their blocking, their physicality, all those things are complete package with these guys, and really looking forward to seeing them all perform, not only the ones that everybody knows about, but the ones that have been working extremely hard as well to work into the two deep. And, you know, feel very solid with that group.
And last season you were also able to have some success in your running game. A lot of those guys are back. I'm guessing you got a pretty good battle at that position as well.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, we've had, you know, Zoe Bryant's our guy. You know, he's the lead for us right now. And we've got others that are, that we can fill in, and we will. You know, it's been good, but it all kind of stems from our offensive line, which we feel really good about. Just a big group of physical guys that are, you know, doing a nice job. So, you know, like everything, you know, you set your expectations high, and now it's time for us to execute and perform on fields on Saturdays and, you know, take them one game at a time, as everybody talks about.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a coach question for him this morning, just hit *1. On your keypad. Defensively, seven starters are back on that side of the ball. Who's looked good in camp, and who are some of the guys you're going to be counting on this season?
You know, I think our defensive front is very solid. We've got, you know, we've got good depth at that position. We've got a lot of experience, and we've got guys that are coming back, like Tez Wilson, who missed all last year with a foot injury. But we've got some choices there. We've got a little green at linebacker, but feel like the guys we'll throw out there will be able to help us achieve what we need to on the defensive side. And then the secondary, we've got some real depth at corner spot, which is always helpful. And our safety spots, anchored down by our defensive captain Mamadou Mbaye, is taking a bunch of snaps for us, and we're looking forward to him having a great year. And then we're looking at Brian Campbell's got the other spot, a couple other guys that we're hoping to jump in at any time and not lose a beat.
Obviously, a stiff challenge on Saturday against an Ohio team that was the unanimous pick to win the MAC East, the team that won a bowl game a year ago. As you've started to break down the Bobcats a little bit, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Well, you look at the program itself. Frank Soler's been there 15 years. I looked, over the past 4 years, I think they've been 8 and 9 win seasons for them. They've got a monkey on their back as we do. They haven't had a championship in quite many years, but they've been competitive year in and year out. Obviously, myself and a number of other coaches have spent a lot of time in the MAC and have great respect for that conference. And, it's going to be a tough out, but it will be a very good match for us. We've got players that are eager to play, and, really it comes down to us going out and playing disciplined and hard and executing our assignments and playing one snap at a time and see if we can push it into the fourth quarter or find a way to bring one home on the road. It's a tough nut, in those situations, but we've got to find a way to make a couple of plays and, step up to the task.
Got a media question for you, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Bill Koch with Providence Journal.
Holy
Coach
Cannon,
good morning.
Billy boy, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Wanted to ask you just generally, I know every week you're looking to win, and this week will be no different. But this being the season opener, do you guys have a couple specific things in mind that you're looking to establish to carry into Delaware and into the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think you establish, execution is what you establish. You've got your schemes, you've got your plays, and all those things are sound and have opportunities to be successful. The critical piece is what happens in the 6 seconds between the snap and the final whistle of each play. If we go through and play a disciplined brand of football, if we've got guys in the right positions and we're playing hard and physical, those are the components that give anybody a chance in any type of game. And, that's kind of what we want to achieve. I want to make sure we walk off that field knowing that, we gave it our best opportunity to win and we didn't beat ourselves. If we're able to do that, we'll look at the results and we'll take the outcome as it comes down based upon handful of plays as it usually does in a tight football.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Thanks for taking time with us today. Good luck Saturday at Ohio, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right. Go CAA.